cords,
like extension cords.
Like things you plug your computer into, and the things you plug your phone into, and the headsets you plug into, those are all cords.
Well, but you have to remember, he also has synthesizers and, like, a lot of musical equipment, so he has cords for that shit, too. It's a lot. There's a lot.
We know. And that's so, if a maid comes in, if you're not up to snuff, they'll move his cords and he'll be upset. So what we're talking about is we're going to make you perfect, get you to fucking the right way, okay? that means you understand the more he's with you, the more he wants you. Do you understand that?
Aw, that's sweet.
What the fuck does that mean? Aw, that means you're fucking all the time. We're saying bring him into this position where that's the focus, and that becomes normal. Then if you decide he's not going to get any today, he'll come up with his stories like, if I don't have you, I'm going to die. Because he would. He's so used to it, you see.
He'll just go watch granny porn if he doesn't have me. No, that was a joke.
Well, that's right. That's
or not.
True, but he's already, but honey, it's worse than that. He's already strayed into men's health. So it's gone really gone bad fast now, just saying. Yeah, just saying.
I swear he was being sarcastic. I don't think he's really reading Men's Health, Ion. I promise. He may have been on, like, T-Nation or something, but...
See how we can turn the nocturnal into the sublime. See how we can do that? Isn't that fun? So, no, we're just saying. That's all we're talking about. We're just saying. You got to flow this into a new level. And if you do that right, you're going to make him be so amazing that you're going to have no choice. Basically, you're going to do so good at this that you're going to force him into a different place. Because he was smart enough to get you here. So he's pretty fucking smart.
Mm-hmm.
You think? I mean, he did this, and typically you'd say he wouldn't have sense enough to get out of a sack, but he got through this far down the rabbit hole, and he realizes his world is based on a position it must ascend, and he has enough words to know how that applies. He has enough words to know how that applies. Boy, he's got a tiger by the tail. Now, what we mean to happen is for him to have somebody that pleases and delights him completely. And if that's you, honey, good luck. Congratulations. We like that. And if it ain't, let us know. We'll make other arrangements. Won't take 1 second. It's easy. But that ain't what we're trying to do. What we're trying to do is to get you complete and happy. And you almost are. And you're not unhappy, but you're not happy. We want you happy, happy. And the way to make you happy, happy, is to get him happier.
Okay.
And then what happens is the steps you make that you feel sometimes are in vain are going to be the delight. It'll be your delight. It will be delightful to you to make those steps.
Yeah.
Do you make coffee?
Yeah, I do.
Why?
Why?
Yeah.
Because it's just something comforting to wake up at 2 in the morning.
Yeah. Does he drink coffee?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Then we want you to be something comforting for him to wake up to.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Yeah, do that. And that becomes normal. That becomes normal.
Okay.
And when you really get good at it. Wait. I tell you one thing. This is really important. This is really important. It's one more sentence. Honey, let me tell you that secret. Here's that secret. You really want to get him? Sometimes boys, they wake up and their bladders are really full and they got to pee, and sometimes they'll become erect because they don't want to pee in the bed. And it's called a piss hard. If you do it just right, honey, if you can take advantage of him before he can go pee, you'll see something you've never seen before. Try that. Because it has to hold that pressure back, and the semen has to fill the canal, and it's ready to pee, and, oh, I'm going to die. Try that, honey. You got to stay focused. Okay. Let me tell you what, honey. You do that just right. Shit, you won't be having this conversation no more, honey bunny. Just say it. And it don't have to be his idea. It don't have to be his idea because he don't have a clue. Run your house.
Well, he's listening to you, so now he knows our secret.
Well, no, but it don't matter. It won't make no. It ain't no secret as long as you do it.
He'll forget about it when I'm doing it.
He won't remember. He'll just think, I got to pee. Hold on, I got to pee. No, come here, no. Okay, you can go pee in just a minute. Come here, just a minute. The next thing, no, shut up. Oh, my God. And then all of a sudden, his eyes roll back in the back of his head, and he's kind of like, oh, wait a minute. And all of a sudden, now everybody's wet. You know how the story. You know how this goes. It's all good.
Yeah.
And that'll be good.
Thank you very much, Crystal. We have to get Bird on.
Yes.
Thank you, Bob. Thank you so much, Ion.
You're welcome, sugar baby. We're gonna save you. And next, hey, Demetrius has stuff too. You got to get him later, okay, Bob?
Yeah. So
yeah,
very
if
good.
He has questions. Yeah. Thank you, Bob.
We'll do him later. We take a break. Okay. Thank you, Crystal. Okay. You learned
thank
a lot.
Thank you, guys.
Today.
Thank you, baby.
Yeah.
Thank you, baby.
Thank you, Ion.
We fuck with you, honey. We fuck with you.
Yay!
Giggling,
thank you, Ion.
Remember, when you're giggling, you're learning.
Yeah, I giggle a lot.
Yeah.
When I'm talking to you guys.
Yeah.
Have a good night, you guys. Thank you so much, Ion. Thank you, Bob.
You're welcome.
Hang around, honey. Karen goes to bed. Wait till Karen goes to bed. We really go bed. Bob goes bed. Katie's in.
All right, I'll be here.
All perspective. Yep. Okay. All right, so we got Bert on the line, and then I guess, Carol, you want to get on the line, Carol? Okay, Bert, I guess you're going to have to talk.
You have to open him up. He's got to do his thing.
Yeah.
Yeah. You want to sing a little something, Bob?
No.
Okay, we don't mind. We do without so you can have.
Yeah.
$37 million for the Filipinos to stop playing hockey. $3 million for Russians to Americans, American Community College. $1.5 million for lizards to walk on treadmills. $750 million for the Syrian rebel training equipment. $6 million for D.C. bike parking. $4.5 million for spraying alcoholic rats with bobcat urine.
Is that the bill, Carolyn?
Yeah.
The budget?
Yeah, those are things in the bill. Those are things in the bill. Just a few hot points. While people are starving to death because the government shut down their businesses and closed people's mouths and closed them off from their very life source, which is a god. See, the government is becoming a god, and they have to worship God. Praise the government from whom all blessings flow. They'll tell you where to wake up and when and where to go. If you think you figured this out, well, you'll soon know. They'll fuck you every way it goes. Amen. Abba-dabba-doo. That's for our Jewish people. For our Jewish people, and our Kwanzaa celebrators. Abba-dabba-doo. Amen. So that was nice. Okay. So that's what's happening is they're trying to make, that's what socialists do, is they try to make the government the god so that the people aren't God, so they have to serve the government or serve God, which is why the government will let you go to the kitty club and let you go to Costco but won't let you go to church. You see?
Yeah.
You become a super spreader. Become a super spreader. It's getting very interesting.
Okay, you there, Bert? Bert was flipping in and out.
He's a bipper.
I think his phone screwed up.
Do we have to? He does it on SIP, Bob. His phone doesn't screw up. And he's ever so clear.
Well, just disconnect the game.
He's probably
there. He's back.
Probably trying to kill.
What's wrong, Bert?
are trying to kill them. He said the clicking's killing. It's getting kind of hectic. I got the power.
What's wrong, Bert?
I got the power. I got the power. It's your turbo
blade
about to blow up. You need to give Bill a cheeseburger or something, Bob. Maybe you'll feel better. What nice about his cheeseburgers. Bob, how many blue chocolate flapjacks did you eat yesterday?
There's about six in the pile, right, Carol?
No. Those big old flapjacks, those big old penny cakes.
Yeah.
You ate that many, Bob? That's crazy. Did you put syrup on it or did you just eat them bare?
No syrup. Was there syrup on it, Carol?
Yeah.
I didn't think there was any.
I hid the syrup from you.
Oh, yeah, I wasn't.
I hid it. He didn't even notice.
He said they were blue and they were chocolate, so you knew what you were working with right there. But the chocolate's decadent enough. So that's,
well, Bert, call in on your phone. Bert's going to have to.
But it was nice. What did you drink? You drank one glass of water,
Bob?
Maybe
I can phone Bert.
Water.
Let me see if I can. I can phone you, Bert.
Some orange juice. Hey, you're going to have to take over. I have to get off as well.
Why?
Okay.
Oh, yeah.
We do it.
Well, no, that doesn't work. It does it. Okay, no, I'm not going to do that. That knocks you out. Okay.
Well, no, then I come back. Yeah, you can't phone a second person with me on your line. That's all.
But you can come back on.
That's all.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's fine once you get reconnected. You know, like when you go on mute, Bob? And Carol's saying, Bob, you have
to go off, Carol.
So what we're going to Oh, yes. We have a lot to say. We have things to talk about. Just so everybody knows. Yeah, there you go. Oh, Lord Jesus. What we're going to tell you about is the perfect standing rib roast recipe and Hasselback potatoes. And Paula Deen green beans made with fat, fatback. It's good. And a perfect cherry pie. And red velvet cake with black walnuts on the outside, crusted on the outside. Almost like an Italian cream icing, and those little bitty cups, the little chocolate cups that you put the Frangelica in, that you drink the Frangelica and then you eat the chocolate cup. Ooh, it's so amazing. You just got to work with that. It's great fun. And Piccadilly Parker House Rolls.
We're back.
Enough of that food stuff.
Piccadilly Parker House Rolls.
Enough of that.
You weren't listening. What do you care?
Well, Carol has to go to bed.
That's good. Okay.
It's only 6 o'clock.
Hey, Bertrand, what's up? Karen's got one foot in the bed.
Well, we know you're going to conk out. You're going to faint any minute now, so that's what she's doing, trying to get you in before you faint.
Hey. It's gas or grass, Bob. You can't ride it.
Yeah.
Okay. You got to do something.
Hasn't the show been wonderful so far, Bert?
Yes. Always, Bob.
Always. Yeah. Bert has no discrimination.
Start off with Lynn Wood. Interesting to start off with Lynn Wood. Iron.
What?
You said something last week.
What's up, Bigot? You all right?
Yeah, I'm all right. You said something. No, actually, 2 weeks. 2 weeks ago. You said about that shades and fields of gravitational capacity are outside of my environment. Is that caused by me engaging the pea brain?
You're not engaging it. You're overwhelming it. You're moving quarks. You, Bert, are moving quarks.
Okay.
And would you like a metaphorical reference to that?
If it's not too hard.
It's like plucking feathers out of angels' wings.
Okay, but the quarks are coming very plentiful. You told me that several months ago. So I'm overwhelming quarks?
Yeah. You didn't ask about quarks. You asked about the pea brain.
I know, but you told me...
Yeah, go ahead.
And you told me that quarks were becoming the norm, the new norm, that they're all around.
Yeah.
But you're saying that...
Well, that's not true. They've always been around. They're becoming normal to y'all. Now they're becoming normal. See, becoming normal to you. See? It's like relations. If you ain't never had none, it's abnormal. But once it becomes normal, it's normal to you. But not necessarily everybody else. So good.
Okay, is that caused by me doing the OA movements, or is there something else that's causing that?
Angels we have heard on high. You think it has to do with your keys and airs. You were beating Carolyn on keys and airs for a while, but not no more. She done stomped that dog shit out of that now.
Okay.
No, really. She's gotten... No, she's bloated up. Lately.
All right. Okay, so I need to sharpen my keys and airs? Is that what you're saying?
No, you're doing great. She's just gone crazy with it lately.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
Hmm.
See, the kingdoms of her realm are becoming the kingdoms of her God. See the difference?
There you go. Yes.
Mm-hmm. There we go. Whose dad is?
That also relates to the kingdoms that are coming that you mentioned a week or so ago, right?
Yeah. Canaan reigns in sight.
Wow. Canaan's land. I didn't formulate some questions, but I'll come back on that. I want to step to something else you said actually last week, buddy.
Okay.
About the... You brought up in passing about the, you better know, where is it? Let me get it to know, because it was rang a bell. Because it was when you were engaging me, you said you need to, where is it? Okay. You said, okay, let's deal with this Mark of the Beast business, and let's deal with the pineal gland and its proximity in the forehead. But then later in the show, you said something that just blew me away, that the pineal gland is the mark of the beast. Did I hear that correctly?
It's what it connects. It's what they call the mark of the beast attaches to. It's what it attaches to.
The pineal gland attaches to the mark of the beast.
Yeah.
That's what you're saying.
On your forehead. Yeah.
Okay, but because according to your revelations notes, the mark of the beast is the 6 degrees of separation. So has
Correct.
That changed?
That's what you're, and that's, nope, that's the race. You have a pineal gland whether you're ascended or not. Right?
Right.
Okay. So you had this, so whether you just want it to be activated. That's why in the omen that they put the 666 in the back of the head, in the hairline. The mark of the beast, that's what they call it.
Yeah.
See, if you draw a line, if you take a piece of dental floss and you take it from your forehead to the back of your head, it will intersect every single time. If your Scott need an X-axis or a Z-axis, it'll intersect with the pineal gland every time. But it's hard to get that dental floss in there through the skull. But if you pull on that bitch, it'll get in there. That's good. Yep.
And so what you're saying is that those who are ascending, their pineal gland is attaching to the... to the mark of the beast. Is that what you're saying? Just to wrap this up here.
Mm-hmm. You'll be able to buy and sell.
Oh, okay. Okay, the that's where the people are descendants will be.
And if you don't, then you're going to be dead, which is exactly what happens.
All right.
Now, Lynn Wood has the opinion or position that the rapture hasn't occurred yet, and you really got to embrace that whole rupture business. We're not too keen on it. But he's also saying that the valley of the gate to the valley of Megiddo Club, like, what is that thing they had in New York? Watergate? No. What was that thing? Waterloo? No, what do they call it? Where the people went to sing? Ludgate? No. Let's see. Piccadilly at Ludgate Circus? No. It rained a lot. And they sung for 3 days.
Singing in the rain?
New York. No, it was that, what is that thing they call it? Bob was there.
Broadway.
He had $13. Broadway? No, what is that thing in up in Belmont, New York? Waterloo. No, let's see what they call it. Happy Valley. The rock people went and sang, and they smoked a lot of dope, and they was shitting themselves.
Woodstock.
Oh, yeah, Love Job. Yeah, Love Job. Yeah, that's it. Woodstock. Yeah, that's it. We were close. We were good. It's like that. It's like that. They all showed up.
Okay, you drove that on and lost the connection to the Mark of the Beast in the Fine England.
How would they have the unction to all show up? Those bands weren't even significant. They weren't even anything. Janis Joplin was practically a no one at that point. Maybe she was a little bit, but Hootie and the Blowfish didn't even exist there yet.
Right. Are you saying that is due to the fact that that's illustrating the pineal gland connecting to the mark of the beast? Is that what you're saying?
Conductivity in the human being will make them align. Human beings ascending will also cause an alignment. Like people will hear words simultaneously. And so that's why the people, who are these jackballs coming in here that act like they've been here for 20 years listening to us, and we never heard from them before one time in our whole living life. And they know us better than, they know JW's bathroom habits better than JW does. It's pretty astounding, isn't it? Because they've been listening. They've been engaging. They're like-minded.
Right.
As it were. Nice.
So, Ian, are you saying that engaging the show with your voice is illustrating conductivity and having an effect on listeners? Is that what you're saying?
Most absolutely, which then perks the pineal gland. Some of your people don't even know what a pineal gland is. Just saying. Brent does, but he doesn't know how to take it out. I mean, do you know what it is, but can you take it out? That's what we want to know.
Answers for Burton.
What kind of neoblastoma would you have to engage? It's so much fun. We love it before Carolyn goes to bed. It's all good. Because she plays with this stuff. She's like, oh my God, what's Ian talking about? He's going crazy. He's talking crazy stuff.
You just reminded me of something, because I have a transcription where you said your voice activates the pineal gland or something like
Absolutely.
That.
Absolutely. It most certainly does. It certainly does. Because, see, non-physical typically had to be controlled by the angelic or the angelic realm. We are not angelic. We are not an angel. So, therefore, we can connect from an angelic way without having the fallout.
Damn, that's big.
Mary had some conversation with the angel, and the angel of the Lord came down and was with her, and then she became greatly with child. See, we won't get you knocked up. We'll get you off, though. We'll get you off, but we won't make you have no babies. We'll get you off, but we won't make you have no babies.
So that that shows how special the invention Bob created, engaging you, because that activates that.
Bob fell into it. Bob fell into it. He did it for 40 fucking years, and he got lucky in the last second. He goes to the first church in the last goddamn minute and takes credit for everything that's ever occurred, from Vicky and Avaton to poor fucking Vern to poor saving Garrett Dean and running Bob Carr off and burying Joe Dunn Sloan, bringing all the way through and trying to see what's left of Nelson Thal. For God's sake, he's running all the way through there, and then takes credit for the only femme de fatale he's done all in his total, and he takes credit for all of it. It's brilliant. And then blames Carolyn if it goes south. Isn't that how it goes?
So then that's why that puts another reason why Bob has a mark on his head from the angels, because
Yeah, they want to fuck him to death. They want to fuck him up. They want him gone. They want him silenced at all costs, at all rims. And if you only knew what we have to go through for him to run around eating them goddamn blue. You ever had any blue chocolate pancakes? That's ridiculous. What we have to go through just to stage that so he can go safely in there and eat like a pharaoh. Pretty ridiculous. $100 tip just to get a glass of water. Can you believe it? Crazy.
Okay, there's something else with the pineal gland, because I had actually an engagement where you were doing with Sir Scott or Mr. Scott, and you said that the pineal
kind.
Gland is not.
You're very kind. You're kinder than we are.
Okay, but anyway, I don't spread gossip. But anyway, hey. The pineal gland is not the third eye chakra, but they're both like vision. They're like gauges. Are both of those like gauges?
One's inside out and one's inside out and one's outside in. Do you know what a thermometer is in your car?
Yes. Yes.
You know, like the thermometer that you have in your car where it gets so hot and it opens up to put the heat into your car? By the engine's warming up, that thing.
Yes.
The thing, when it gets so hot, then it releases it. But it won't let it go until it gets hot enough to do that. Otherwise, it'll blow cold air on you. When you're already cold, that's ridiculous. Thermostat. Okay, so that's the same thing that occurs here. Once it warms up, then it opens up the thermostat, and then that flows through you. But it doesn't overwhelm you otherwise.
Good. So do they kind of balance off each other? Is that what you're saying? They balance each other off?
Does the thermostat balance off? No. The thermostat blocks it until it's ready to warm enough to open.
Okay.
The thermostat is what opens once it's time. See, without all this interaction, there'd have never been a 5G. Without the interaction, there'd have never been a 5G or a 5G capacity. But because there is, now it does. And because it does, now it is. And now if you ain't got it, you want it. But recently, you didn't even know what it was that you didn't want. You see?
Well, let's pull that back, because we were just speaking about the third eye chakra and the pineal gland, and then you brought up this interaction. What is this interaction?
Oh, the connection between chocolate, blue pancakes, and money, and your interactions, and waking up with a piss hard. So it all comes together just like that.
And, okay, back a little bit. Let's pull it back just a hair here, buddy. You're going off the rails here.
That's how it connects. That's how it connects. That's the connection. But now you can do it what you want.
Is the pineal gland in the third eye chakra acting like a thermostat? Is that what you're talking about? That it? Is that the it?
Almost. It's almost like the activator of so the pineal gland would be where the heat comes from. So the thermostat's what's around it. Because we still haven't dealt with the synovial fluid, and the spinal fluid. Because remember, that's where it's created. Once you change it, then it's held back because it overwhelms the system. But once it gets lined up, then it opens and the thermostat opens. You'll have to ask Carolyn about the dopamine reactors that deal with the, what's that thing in your neck, the thyroid that tells you how hot or cold you, tells you how hot or cold you are. Now we're going to get to the hypothalamus too, but that's a different conversation. You got a lot of words on that. That's another thing.
Yes.
But they're close. See, all that stuff starts bumping into each other in about a second. See? So, this is that position that allows you to, get it to clicking, get it to working. Kind of like, what is it they tell you? A body in motion tends to stay in motion.
Yes.
And a body at rest tends to stay at rest.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, I got to listen back now because you threw some new elements in there. You threw some new elements in there.
No, we're just connecting. We're connecting some dots for you to put you in a position where you can go. Oh, we don't want to go. We're getting tired of. Damn, we want some more. Oh, like now it makes sense because we shouldn't be astounding you so virulently of late.
Well, it's easy to do, Ian, because this is new territory for me. Hey, Ian, last week you laid out...
And you're number 87, so there's hope for the others.
Right, there's 86. Right, yes. Hey, Ian, last week you laid out for Bob and I the 13 tribes with the cells, and then you turned it into the body, you know, like the shin of God, the hip of God. But one question... what about the, is there a reason that Tahara was not identified with the 13 tribes?
That's the inner kingdom.
Tahara is the, I'm familiar with that. So Tahara is the inner kingdom, so that's why so then what you outlined last week as far as like the shin of God, the hip of God, the jaw of God, the biceps, all that's the outer kingdom? Is that what you're...
No, that's the strata. That's the strata of the kingdoms. That's how far they reach.
13. The strata of the kingdoms reach 13? That's what you're saying?
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Hey, okay, it's just this is a question I had. I was thinking about this when I was thinking about this question. Okay, because you didn't fully, but when Bob asked you last week, when we were doing the 13 tribes, about the angel diagram, and I asked you something, and you said, yeah, the 13, and then you have the valence and valence, and that's the 14th ring. So those 13 tribes, could we say that Benjamin is ring one? Joseph's ring two, and so on and so forth?
Yes, but you could, but you'd be wrong. Because, see, that's got to go in motion.
Okay, yes. Yeah, each ring has 14 degrees of freedom. Okay, never mind then.
And they move. But now, wait, now, we're not tripping. We're saying, okay, but don't get locked into that, because if you get locked into that, you're going to get messed up, because what happens when it starts going into motion? Because one way or the other, we're going to open that lotus flower. One way or the other, we're going to open that lotus flower. Did we mention one way or the other? We're going to open that lotus flower. We're going to do it the easy way, or we can do it the fun way. How y'all want it to go? It's all right with us.
Yeah, I've got some potential development questions on that, because there's a lot that clues you've thrown at that, and I'm not prepared to open that up, because you'll cut me off at the knees at this point.
You better know it. Yes,
we will.
I will
be coming at you.
Yes, we will, because what's going to happen is when you start down that, you're going to confuse people, and we're not here to confuse people. We're here to bring folks into a window so they have a change.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, you think Dimitri's going to get lucky today? What do you think?
Well, he's always lucky, sounds like it.
No, I know, but now even more lucky. So now he may know how lucky he is. He thinks that's normal. So
I think he does. You can hear it in his voice. maybe. You hear it in his voice. He's very enthusiastic.
Yeah, maybe.
Okay, all right, another mystery. You threw at me about that what did you say? You said that sometimes I come at you that it makes you have no alchemy.
Yeah.
And I want to know about that. What does that mean? Does that
you drain us. You drain us. You drain us. You take all the air out of the room. As you come more and more into your power, because typically you'd come on about the same time. So that's why they're trying to mix it up. You literally wipe it out. You remove it. You could do us. And you're like, no, Ion, I got more questions than anybody. No, you don't have more questions than Bob, because Bob's even asking.
That's true. Bob's asking what his questions are.
So that's another question right there. But what happens is you literally take everything away. There's nothing left. And so we have to retreat. And so you typically get a couple of hours of quiet, typically.
Okay, so does that mean that your power is diminished slightly?
No, it's squelched.
Squelched, okay. Is that also why I'm being surrounded by angels at this moment?
yeah. We told you that already.
I know.
That's why Rosanna quit ditching. You notice that?
Yeah, that is fun. Yes, it is.
Mm-hmm.
or when she stops, I can just exhale and she stops.
she quit stop all that. Because there was nothing, no harm in that occurring. You was just sick of it. There was no harm in it. You're just sick of it. You're like, enough, enough. This is crazy. Say something. Don't say something. I ain't listening. So, see, I mean, that interaction made it more fun for her. See, nothing wrong with her. She's fine. Nothing wrong with her. She's fine. This actually cleans that aspect up to say, oh, okay.
Yeah.
So good.
It's cool. Hey,
we ain't mad.
Okay,
we ain't mad.
I'm not either. Hey, Ion, okay, you know, last week you joked with Bob about Bert knows about the Osterhan key. So then when you flipped the apple cart on me, because it's like, but then it's like, got me thinking about Bob. You said Bob's network is part of the Osterhan key. So then I'm like, okay, Ion gave me one clue of theosophy, and then I got to looking at theosophy and the ancient masters. Now, did the Osterhan key originate from Ophanel Hoban?
No, it comes from the need for it. Well, it might have started back then, but the need for it was from the Secret Council of Ten.
Damn, you just threw another clue in there. Okay, Secret Council of Ten.
And then that runs all the way to the Duke of York.
Okay. Damn, man. There's a lot of points on this. You just added some more. You add some every time I ask, so that's cool. Okay. There's another anomaly.
You keep pitching, and we're going to keep catching. Just saying.
Okay. This is another anomaly, Ion, and it's really fucking weird. When I do transcriptions, I have an iPod. I had to buy two. And I just noticed it's been happening to me all fucking summer, spring, all this year. It seems like the iPods are jumping out of my pocket, jumping off the desk. Am I repelling the iPods? Is it something with lithium batteries that go on funky?
Lithium doesn't have anything to do with it. You could eat some lithium and make you feel better, take some edges off, but we're not saying you're a lithium candidate. We're just saying that's what it does. It's the same element. The same element, the lithium ion batteries are the same thing as lithium that you eat. No joke. It's the same thing. So, yes, what's happening is that your connection is so clean often that it can't be around you. It's more like a polarity issue. Now, Karen still, she has the same kind of deal, except she don't break nothing. it gets away from her. It turns into, damn, where did I leave it? See, now things are fine there. She'll leave them places or they'll escape from her. She don't break shit, though, but they escape from her. But see, you're hard. You're going to stop till you find it, and she'll have things that evade her. And we'll tell her where it is, and she still can't find it. Can't find it. We'll tell her where it is, and she can't find it. See, so that's the same kind of thing. Only you break shit.
Well, it's not really breaking. It just falls, and then it goes, you know, I have to wait till the battery runs out to reload it, so that's why I have two. But it just, like, they just, like, jump out of my pocket or fall off the desk for no reason, or I just go near it, and it jumps. I'm like, what the fuck? Okay, another anomaly, Ion, is my body and water. Whenever I take a shower or take a bath, I get a towel, but I don't have to towel off. The water just evaporates. Is that normal?
Yeah. No, you're absorbing it. Your dermis is changing because you're practically always dehydrated. That's why you don't pee when you get up. And you drink all that shit right before bed, which everybody else is dying. Like, oh, my God, I'd spend all night in the bathroom. And you don't, not only don't you get up, you don't get up and pee in the morning either. So what's happening is that your dermis is changing. There's this funny thing happened on the way to the forum. You've decided to embrace this ascension thing. It's the craziest thing. We don't know why. It makes no sense to us either. We keep trying to tell Bob, and he keeps saying you can't do it. So we don't know why you are, but apparently you're doing pretty good. So the point is, in this ascension thing, your dermis is changing. And since you're not getting, quote, hydration regularly, then you get hydration from any way you can. So you literally sop it up. But you notice your skin is not dry. You're not like ashy.
Yeah.
You're not ashy.
Yeah.
You're not ashy.
No, it's not ashy. I used to be like Arthur Ashe's cousin, but now not anymore.
Correct. And so but your body is taking and sopping up water. Mm-hmm.
Okay. Okay, the last question.
And don't take a magnesium bath. Don't soak in a magnesium bath. You don't need that.
Bath salts, no magnesium salts?
You don't really need that right now.
Oh, okay.
Until your body catches it. Just let your body catch up because... Yeah, it's going to, see, that's going to make you drier. It'll dry you.
Yeah, hey, this is really strange. This is, okay.
Why?
Mike.
We told you.
What? I know you told me. I'm hearing you bring up another subject about dehydration. No, it's really strange. Okay. It's really, really, really strange because I drink all this water. And then I go somewhere, go do my travels, and then I wake up, drink more water, and go back. What the fuck is that?
Yeah. Well, you're just dehydrated, Bert. That's what we tell you.
But I'm almost, let me see, almost 4.5 liters a day of water.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, since beginning of showtime, JW is just finishing off right up to a gallon of jasmine tea in 3 hours.
Okay, I do have to drink tea as well. I drink tea as well. Okay.
Hey, Bert, you might have
a problem. He likes that.
Get on sip because the connection with me is a lot of clicking and disrupting your voice going on, so maybe a Swiss problem.
Yeah, okay, I'm clicking. Okay, I have one more question, Bob, then I'm finished. Hey, Ian, is this clicking caused by Turbridge Bridges on his last string? Is that what's causing the clicking? Cause
No. It's reminding you all that you have been errantly comfortable with the interaction with the tech body. You all act like you run something. You act like you control something. You act like you're in charge of something. and what the check body is going to show you quickly is that you soon going to ask for it.
Ask for what?
Yeah.
Interaction.
And I'm the tech body, Bert, so it always comes back to Bob.
So, good luck. Good luck. Now, y'all remember this is the same one y'all took 3 hours to try to open up the conversation to show Bob that there was such a thing as a SIP line. Took 45 minutes to tell him how to open a browser. So now we're getting somewhere.
That didn't work. Their method didn't work. I haven't done it yet. I have to do it with Bill.
Okay.
But
okay.
Every Christmas I have an epiphany in some form. Well, the epiphany this Christmas, yesterday, was Tom. I am.
Yeah, he watches the Die Hard movie series. He watches the Die Hard movie every Christmas so he can say he did so. You got a thing with Bruce Willis.
So, Bob, you're a lot as a tech body then now, right? I mean,
beg your pardon?
You become a total tech body because it's been a year. And
no, I'm just joking, Bert.
Oh.
I had you going.
Yeah, you got me then.
Yeah, I had everybody going. I choose to be unclassified.
He'll be singing David Bowie soon, Bert. Don't worry about him.
Yes.
Okay.
Now, Carolyn, did you say you're finished, Bert?
Yeah, I don't have any other questions, Bob.
So what do you say, Carolyn?
I'm excited for an angel diagram talk, and when your phone's better, it'll be awesome because I'm tripping over all the angel diagram notes I've got that Ion, you know,
okay.
It's all laid out in the words around the
yes.
angel diagram. It's just
it is, and Ion has also given clues with the 14 degrees of freedom as well as the lotus flower. I have some notes that I came upon last week, so
yeah.
I have to formulate some questions.
Right, it's almost as if, probably in Revelations, Ion laid it all out. In the angel diagram stuff, Ion laid it all out.
Yeah, yes.
Everything they've done, they tried to lay it all out, and we're just now tripping over all these words. It's
yes.
pretty cool.
Well, you're connecting, you're connecting the dots. You've grown into your experience.
Mm-hmm.
Like Demetrius, he's starting to realize what he's got. He's starting to realize what he's got.
Look at this. Now, Bob is saying these words, but I guess he's getting them from mine. The angels go from ring 14 into the center, and the humans go from ring 1 to the outside. And Ion says, to simply answer the question, we say, yes, but when you see the lotus flower, it will change. You know, just words.
And then you find out the seventh ring is Bob and seeds the lotus flower, or the lotus flower seeds Bob or something.
Yeah.
You'll hear that on the private session tonight.
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
Mm-hmm.
There he goes talking shit. There he goes talking shit again. You never get nothing original. Time gets time to show that down. You done heard it 3 times from Uncle Bob.
I didn't say anything.
The angel diagram is evolving.
Yes, it is.
Yeah.
The angel diagram is evolving between the valence curtain and the valence, the combining power of an element, especially as measured by the number of hydrogen atoms it can displace or combine with. You know,
correct.
Boom.
What's that, Carol? Who can do what there?
And that's what's happening with Bert's body because he's getting out of the shower dry.
Mm.
It's not that he's reflecting water. He's wet. He soaps up because he washes. Otherwise, he'd stink. You know how he is about stinking. He's about, the way Bob used to be, Carolyn. You know how Bob used to be. Now, whatever you get. I know. You're being good, darling. You're being good.
What was the last... fact you just said, Carolyn.
Balance and valence. So it's about, I'll say it again, the angel diagram is evolving between the balance or curtain and the valence, the combining power of an element, especially as measured by the number of hydrogen atoms it can displace or combine with. So hydrogen, H2O, so the way the hydrogen is shifting the water on Bird.
What's that got to do with the angel diagram?
It's discussed and represented in the angel diagram. Ion said, this diagram, this chart, has been around always. Angels know this. This is how they look at it. Ascended human creators know this. It is the first time it's been laid out for those embracing ascension to get an eyeball view of it. As you get an eyeball view of it, it becomes degrees or placement for how your cells correct and adjust themselves.
What adjusts themselves?
It's like in the movie.
Cells.
The movie Legion. The cells. The movie Legion, Bob.
So what did you say there? Something about water, bird shower, has something to do with the 14th ring?
The valence part of the 14th ring is affecting our, I guess, electrolytes. It's affecting hydrogen, and therefore, I mean, Bert and I will go into detail about how that affects the water, but, you know, there's an inkling of why Bert's water slicks off him or sucked into him more likely. If he's got more hydrogens inside, then his water, I guess, is he making H3O ion? Are the hydrogens inside?
He's constantly dehydrated. He's constantly dehydrated. Apparently he's drinking a liter, half of water, chugging it before he goes to sleep, for God's sake. And he wakes up, he doesn't go pee. And he drinks another liter.
I know. So I don't want to lose my train of thought. So are these extra hydrogens in, are there extra hydrogens in Bert that are then reacting to the H2O in some way?
Yes. Well, and he's having to deal with the effect, the causal effect of that interaction is H2O2, remember?
Okay, so there's H2O2s. But that's an oxygen. What about the extra hydrogen? I mean, H3O.
That's why he's drawing in all this extra water to balance, to get the hydrogen. He doesn't need the O, but he's pulling the extra H, and that's why it's basically pulling it into his system. It's starving. The system is starving itself because if you have all hydrogen, then you don't need oxygen anymore. Remember, we've been saying that for some time, but you're in the process of converting from gasoline to jet fuel to water as your fuel source.
But see, that's why I'm wondering if he's having more H3O as the O's diminish and the hydrogen.
We say yes, Karen. Yes, Karen, that's exactly right. But then the next conversation is going to be in 2 weeks or 30 minutes. He's going to go and listen to this. He's going to say, Ion, do I have deuterium in my pericardial fluid? We go, no, but it's like deuterium. And then somebody's going to freak the fuck. They're going to freak the fuck out. So, yes, Karen, that's exactly correct. But let's focus on the shift of taking the half-life out of radioactivity and radiogenics. Let's focus on that. And once that gets solved, then there won't be extra hydrogen issue, won't be a problem. Because what you're describing empirically, well, Scott will tell you all about it later. Is that you're creating Bert's becoming Bert's becoming a hydrogen bomb?
Oh,
but it's not deuterium as much as hydronium.
We don't know that, so you won't know the difference. You don't know the difference. When it shifts, you won't be able to tell the difference.
I know. Wow. So it's like we're trying to tie down what's in the middle of a shift or transition, and that can't be done.
Well, you're describing driving a car, steering a car, and you're focusing only on the wheels on the road, which have nothing to do with where the car ends up. Steering doesn't have anything to do with
it. Yeah. Okay. Awesome. So, yeah, Bob, this is what, the whole angel diagram, I guess Bert and I are tripping around in the middle of all these words, which are awesome. So what I'm going to do, I'm going to send Bert my words, and then we'll coordinate.
What have we learned? Something about Bert's body is absorbing hydrogen?
Yeah, he's a deuterium pumping hydrogen bomb. He's a deuterium pumping hydrogen bomb, Bob.
It's just identifying the shifts and transitions without getting stuck in them.
Yeah, but what's that got to do with the angels and the angel diagram?
It's where all this was being described by Ion, and we're only now getting back to it.
And so Bert's absorbing hydrogen because he's dehydrating. And why is he dehydrating all the time?
Because he's got so much hydrogen lurking around.
Why does he have so much around him?
He's picking up on the environment.
He's suffering from early onset ascension, Bob.
That again?
Yep.
That ascension?
Yeah.
So what, is it about the oxygen diminishing?
That's part of it.
The balancing of the oxygen issue. It'll go away soon, but it's not there yet. So
if you're ascending, you have to go through this process of dehydration that's laid out on the angel diagram?
Not necessarily.
Because Bert's always the exception. He's going to tear it up. He's going to beat it to death to see if it'll die.
For me,
you don't have to do that.
I have dry eyes and a dry mouth that I've never had in my life.
When did that happen?
Her whole life.
Past couple of
T's and airs.
Months.
T's and airs.
How do you know you have dry eyes?
I wake up.
Because they don't water.
I open my eyes and I tear across my, Ion? I create a little painful tear in my eye because it sticks.
Sleep dirt.
She never had sleep dirt in her life. You crazy man. She'll throw you out of that.
I don't
sleep
wear
dirt.
Mascara.
Oh my God.
Hey, Kel, so you're getting this dryness because you're oxygen.
Like
you need
matches.
Water too?
Probably, yeah.
So we need water as we ascend. Or you need H.
Well, you don't, Bob, because you're drinking much more of the living water. So you're not experiencing that.
Well, why is Carolyn experiencing it? I'm having more of the living water than Carolyn.
Yeah. I'm not
going to start drinking the living water.
Okay.
Is the living water shown in the angel diagram, Ion?
Yeah. It's in the river Styx.
What ring is that?
All of them. It's where the blood. It's where you need to look at Sheila's painting.
The fountain.
Yeah,
coming out of the rock.
Blue water with the low. But no. That's the last one. The first, the original one, the good one, where the lotus flowers in the middle of the troubled water.
Since painting.
The blue.
Look at this, Bob. About the oxygen water.
No, I'm looking at the painting. Where's the?
Look at this, Bob.
Look over here. The blue water. Is that the? What side is that on?
Mm-hmm. In the middle
painting.
Of the bottom.
No, that's all
bottom.
Red. Middle of the bottom's all red.
That's not that painting. We're not talking about that painting.
What painting are you talking about?
That's the power returns again. The ascension painting, the first
painting.
One.
The ascension
walk
painting.
Across the room.
Oh, that one with the whales and turtles in. That blue water.
With all that
the
water.
The blue water.
That's polluted water? It's not living water.
No. That's living water. It's where the lotus flower
is
in the middle of it. Can't you see the lotus flower blooming in the middle of it?
No. No lotus flower in this painting.
Yes, Bob.
Where? There's a turtle. There's a whale. There's
you don't even know where the lotus flower is.
There's no fail.
Like.
There's no flower.
It's right there underneath the white... Ion or God sitting on the throne. at the lampstand,
yeah,
just below the lamp.
Oh, okay. I was looking at the wrong one. I'm looking at this
second painting,
the pool of the throne. This is a throne painting. Oh, yeah. Look, I see the flower.